Good evening. I wanted to discuss a shaila that I had in my house this week, and it applies in many people's houses. Let's say you have a child whose bedtime is before, what time is Shkia, right around now? So let's say you have a child whose bedtime is 7:30, 7:45, even 8 o'clock, and Shkia is 8:00-something, right around now. So we know that ideally, a person should count Sfiras Omer after Tseis HaKochavim. We don't do that here, unfortunately. We daven during Bein HaShemashos, and therefore we count a little early when it's still not Tseis, but we still say a bracha. But certainly, we do it after Shkia. It's at least Safek Laila. And we're reliant on the fact that since Sfiras Omer is only Midrabbanan, we could rely on Bein HaShemashos after Shkia, because it's only a safe, because it's only a mitzvah derabbanan anyway, b'zman hazeh, according to many poskim, and therefore we could be lenient and rely on this safek yom, safek laila, this Bein HaShemashos time. The question is, if you have a kid, or for whatever reason an adult who's going to daven marv before shkia, let's say at 6:45, 7, 7:30, even 7:45, if my son goes to bed at 7:45, he's already higiel chinach, he could be 8 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, but his bedtime is 7:45, 8 o'clock. So could he recite Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha? Let me just preface one more point. The parameters of chinach for Sfiras HaOmer are such that you have to follow the halacha, meaning we want a kid to count Sfiras HaOmer, we want a kid to know how to make the bracha on Sfiras HaOmer. But if a child will miss one day, then he'll continue counting, and she'll continue counting without a bracha. We're not going to say, oh, for the purpose of chinuch, continue counting with the bracha, so you know what it is to, you know how to count with the bracha. We'll say continue counting, but do what an adult will do, and continue counting without a bracha. So that means you can't just, give out brachas for free, just for chinuch. So the question is, if a child is going to sleep at 7:45, my 10-year-old son is going to sleep at 7:45, could he make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer because it is before Shkia? But it's after Plag HaMincha. So it's Plag HaMincha, which does help for some other mitzvahs, perhaps. Can you count as early as Plag HaMincha, or is the earliest possible time to count with the bracha, or to be a meaningful counting after Shkia, which is right around now? So let me share with you a line of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about the following. I'm not going to explain it, because you'll have to see his words. HaMispalim HaTzibri MiBa'od Yom. In the olden days, they didn't have lanterns, lamps, they didn't have electric lights, they had lamps, but they didn't have electricity lighting in the streets, so they daven marv, before it got dark. Mona imahem b'lo bracha. You're davening that minyan, you should count with them before dark, while it is still day, mibo'od yom, while it's still day. So a simple reading of this Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's still daytime, it's not yet shkia. So go ahead and count, but don't make a bracha. And if you remember, when it gets dark, when you get home, so then you should count for yourself again, but this time you will make a bracha. Okay, so that's all the Shulchan Aruch says. He doesn't say any more. So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that you're going to count during the daytime. It didn't really work. That's why when it gets night, when it gets Tseis HaKochavim, and you remember, then you're going to count with the bracha. I mean, the only way you can count with the bracha later is because the first time it didn't really count. So if that's something, we'll get there. So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the first time you're counting just because that's what everyone's doing, but it didn't work, and therefore when it gets later and you can actually be Yotzei, then say your Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha. That's not exactly how the Mishnah Berurah explains the Shulchan Aruch to mean. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Madar Achron, the Taz, the Gra, says, no. What the Shulchan Aruch means is the following. He's not talking about counting before, as the Shulchan Aruch said, literally, Miba'od Yom, while it's daytime. Nah, it can't be that it really means daytime, because you're not allowed to count before Shkia. It's meaningless. Before Shkia is the previous day, you can't count Sfiras HaOmer. So, says the Zachronim, when the Shulchan Aruch says Miba'od Yom, what it means is it's not Laila yet. It's not dark enough. It's not Tseis HaKochavim yet. It's Bein HaShemashos. If it's Bein HaShemashos, what the Shulchan Aruch is telling you, if you're a minyan like us, if you're a minyan and you want to count with everybody, so you'll count with everybody in case you forget later. But since you'd rather be Yotzei later, you can make it Tanai and say that the counting that I'm doing now with the minyan is only in case I forget later. But if, in case I forget, if I remember later, then I'm not Yotze with my counting now, during what we're right now during Shkia. And I'll have in mind that the future counting that I'll do tonight, that'll be the real mitzvah, and that's the one that I'll be Yotze with. In other words, these achronim are really twisted what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says that he counted mi ba'od yom. And these achronim say, no, it means that he counted after Shkia, but it's not yet Laila, and he wants to make it tonight, which is stooping a lot into the words of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not so gishmak. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like you're counting while it is daytime, sounds like before Shkia. So if you look on the side, the Be'er Halacha, I'd like to go through it with you, and he explains how we could read the Shulchan Aruch. Says Be'er Halacha, from the fact that you're allowed, again, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that you counted while it is daytime, once it's night, go ahead and make a bracha and count for real. If you can make a bracha the second time, that means that the first time you weren't Yotze. Why weren't you Yotze? Because it's still day, the previous day. So if it's you're allowed to count the second time with a bracha, and therefore you weren't Yotze the first time, so what was the point of counting with the tzibur while it is day if really you're not even being Yotze? So he quotes some achronim who say that if we don't have the community, the tzibur, saying Sfiras HaOmer, and it's a place or a city or a town where that's the time that Maariv is. Maariv is, after Plaga Mincha, a little bit before, whatever it is, 6:45, 7 o'clock. That's, 7 o'clock all year round. They have a Mincha Maariv, whatever, all summer long. They have a Mincha Maariv at 7 p.m. every day of the week. So if that shul is not going to have Sfiras HaOmer afterwards, what's going to happen? People just forget about the mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer. So therefore you should count without a bracha. And therefore, what are you going to do later? Were you Yotze? No. So why did you count? You aren't Yotze, but you counted not to fulfill the mitzvah, but just Shelo Tishtakach Torah Sfira. We shouldn't forget the institution, we shouldn't forget the mitzvah, we shouldn't forget that there is something called Sfiras HaOmer. So go ahead, count without a bracha. You're not really being Yotze, but as a communal institution, we have to maintain Sfiras HaOmer after Maariv. And that's what we'll do, even though it's early Maariv. And that way, no one was Yotze, but you'll keep up this memory, you'll keep the memory alive of Sfiras HaOmer. And therefore, if it gets dark, go ahead and make a bracha, because now you're really going to be Yotze. That is what seems to be the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you counted before dark, you counted while it was still day, but you can make a bracha later. So clearly you weren't Yotze in the beginning. Why weren't you Yotze? It must be just, we want to maintain Jewish life, Jewish culture, Sfiras HaOmer, even though not actually Yotze. You know, it's very unfortunate, but a lot of times a similar shaila comes up in nursing homes or with elderly. I had it with some of my students who are from non-religious backgrounds. They have their Pesach Seder, their families all do Pesach Seders, even though they're not religious, but what time does the Pesach Seder start? At 6:45 p.m. 6:45 p.m. is when I'm getting into the shower on Erev Pesach. And I'm not coming back. It's not going to be even. It's not even close to Shkia. But they have, a lot of people have seders in America. We talk about the number of Americans having Siddharm is very high relatively to other mitzvahs, at least. But a lot of them are doing it well before Shkia. So similar thing. Okay, they're keeping alive this memory, this culture, this Jewish cultural thing called the seder or Sfiras HaOmer. But they're not necessarily being Yotze. It's not B'Laila Hazeh. That's what the Be'er Halacha suggests from other achron. So therefore what we have here is the Machlokas Achronim. Is there any reason to count before Shkia? According to the one I just mentioned, there's no halachic reason, but it's sort of a social, cultural reason to not forget Sfiras HaOmer. According to the way the Taz and the Gra, the first opinion, explains there's no point in counting before Shkia. The only question is to count during Ben HaShemosh. And that's what we allow you to do if you want. But there is yet a third opinion. There's a third opinion, which is a minority of the Achronim. Minority of the Achronim, quoted from the Piskei Tosis. There's a minority opinion of the Achronim who says the following. He says that, what would happen if you would say Kriya Shema, or Daven Maariv, after Plag HaMincha? So, b'diavad, a person would be Yotze. There are the opinions who allow a person to be Yotze Kriya Shema and Maariv before Plag HaMincha. Well, if we'd allow that for Kriya Shema and for Maariv, so why shouldn't we allow it for Sfiras HaOmer, which at best, not at best, which according to most people are also only Midrabanan. If Sfiras HaOmer is also only Midrabanan, so you could allow that from you could allow Sfira Sa'or, which is only Drabbanon, and also just like Kriya Shema before Shkia and Myra before Shkia. So there are some Shitas who say that you can actually be Yotzei B'diyeved. There's this lone Shita who allows it before Shkia after Plaga Mincha. So there is one lone Shita who does say that it's okay, and that Shita would very well explain what the Shulchan Aruch says. So this Shita would assume that you could count before that the counting before Shkia is Yotzi according to this one opinion. The reason why you're counting again is because really we don't paskin like that, and therefore the vast majority of Achronim assume you can, you have not been Yotzi, and therefore you can count again with a bracha after Tzeisa Kacham, because the count that you did before wasn't really Yotzi. With this in mind, we'll come back to our Shaila. Our Shaila was, what happens if you have a kid who is going to sleep at 7:45, so it's after Plaga Mincha, but it's before Shkia, it's not yet even Safek Laila. So Rishmul Kamenetsky points out that he can be Makil like that minority opinion, even though we wouldn't say, an adult should rely on this minority opinion, but for a child who's going to sleep, a child definitely can rely on this minority opinion and would be permitted lechatchila to recite Sfiras Omer with a bracha before Shkia, with a bracha for a child would be able to rely on that.
What if that child would be a bar mitzvah in another week?
So if the child would be a bar mitzvah in another week, that's a different question. That's a question that we spoke about a week ago, I think. And we came out that a child who's becoming bar mitzvah in a week, forget about before Shkia, but in general, does continue counting with a bracha. Starts with a bracha and continues counting with a bracha, because they did a whole sfira. And they were mechuyev before the bar mitzvah mitam chinuch, and they were mechuyev after the bar mitzvah mitam a real chiyuv. And even though you could argue that, the chiyuv that they have after the bar mitzvah, they didn't fulfill the whole 49 days, so they're missing the first 24 days, 29 days, 20, 32 days, but still, the post would say they could count with the bracha. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Amar, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos Eretz Yisrael, Lefikach Yibar Lehem Torah, Mitzvah Shneimah, Adonai Chafetz, Zman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah.